Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tune into the great
International Tart Talking Podcast, bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms: Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, Castbox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her,
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I have, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about, here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch.
Hi everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening. And if the
beat, you know, yeah, B to the A to the B to the Y, T to the A to the T to the E. I'll spell it out every goddamn time, cause I know you're dumb bitches can't read. I let a hoe think she rush it, but these girls just not on my speed. Matter of fact, let's race, little hoe, get ready, set, go, bitch. 1, 2, 3, give me your best, please, no contest. I love killing hoes, I confess, cause they can't rap, can't sing, and can't dress. And then there's me, the contrast, giving cunt, 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 body smoke like a pistol. From the top of my head to my disco, cause I'm bad, bad, bad to the bone, and I'm eating all these hoes up to the gristle. I told you hoes that I'm hungry. Why people think that I'm phony? Y'all know I fuck with a stally, but I ride the beat like a pony. Y'all heard them tick, 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 ticks, and still continue to blow me. Shut the fuck up. Bitch, you better keep your lips locked. Won't leave a bitch no room. I'm so far ahead of the game, I'll be the nigga to his own damn tomb. Busy ass boss bitch, sorry baby, gotta fuck on Zoom. They ain't even see me in full bloom. I don't even really watch cartoons, but something about this blonde having me super saying no Goku. Nigga, I'm not gonna hold you. None of these hoes won't be for chicken nor tofu. Ho move, no ludicrous, this chick is badder than a toddler. None of these hoes go with this baby, cause they ain't my mama. A problem, I am, knew that before Instagram. I like freaky ass niggas, but no, not like Mr. Graham. Don't buy baby Tate on Timu, lot of these bitches they scam. They ask me why I keep eating all these beats, because I can. Bitch, you better keep your lips locked.
What's going on,
everybody? It's your boy Turk Bish in the motherfucking building today. And y'all know we're going to get into some things today. I can't wait to talk to you guys and just talk about everything that I have going on and hot topics, of course. Y'all all love that when we talk about hot topics, because I'm going to always keep you guys up to date and abreast with all of the new hot topics out there, entertainment news, celebrity gossip. That's what I'm here for. And before we get into that today, though, let's go ahead and talk about some of the accomplishments that Talk with Turk has had. Because I was recently just talking to a friend the other day about their podcast and, you know, just talking about analytics and metrics and just giving them some words of affirmation. And in the midst of that, I was giving them the information about some analytics, and I went to just check on mine during that day. And I went on Listen Notes, which basically gives the global rank for podcasts and the listen scores. So a listen score is a metric that shows the estimated popularity of the podcast compared to other basic public podcasts in the world on a scale from 0 to 100. The higher, the more popular, calculated from first and third party data, and it's updated monthly. And the global rank basically shows the percentage of your show and the popularity, and is global. And this is out of 3.3 million podcasts. So Turk Bish, Talk with Turk, global rank is top 5% out of 3 million podcasts, y'all, in the world. And this is globally. And this is all because you guys have made this possible and have made this happen. And I have no words for it. And I'm just thankful, first and foremost, to God for allowing me to progress and just take action on my vision and my dreams, because I never knew that it would turn into something so positive, so successful, and so great. I just wanted to do it because it was my passion, and I wanted to talk about celebrity news, and I knew that I was going to be opening up a space in the future to be able to have those type of platforms, be able to produce new shows, which I'm trying to do now, and I'm trying to move into visual and video production for the podcast. It's about to turn into a whole nother level, you guys. Like, and the feedback that I'm getting from you guys, I really take it to heart. I listen to everything, and I just make sure that I'm constantly delivering. Shout out to Tahiri, who is my social media manager and kind of like my graphic designer all in one. She is amazing at what she does. She helps me with the visual side of the podcast and the marketing, promotion, and all of that great stuff. So I'm very grateful for her. I'm thankful for to Denzel, no, not Washington. I'm going to thank him as well for just pouring into me, pouring into my podcast, pouring into me as a creative. I also want to shout out to Dries, Andre Porter. He's also a producer who he did the trailer for Talk with Turk. He's worked on some of my biggest creations that I've, you know, worked on. So I want to shout out to him as well. Let's see who else. I want to shout out to my baby. I love you so much. Because without you, this has just been it wouldn't have been possible for me to really even accomplish. Before I met you, I had the passion, I had the drive, but I wasn't going as hard as I could. And being with him, he's pushing me, he's motivating me, he's pouring into me and my passion and my dream. And I do the same as well for him, because we are talented individuals and we see the greater in one another. And I just love you for that, baby. So thank you so much for being by my side and pushing me and helping us get to the top. We getting there. And I just wanted to come on, you guys, and just like give you guys positive words of affirmation. If you have a dream, if you have a goal, write it down. Write the steps out to get to it. Write what you need to do, things that you want to accomplish. Create a vision board, you guys, because it's attainable. Everything is attainable that you want to do. It's going to be up to you, your work ethic, your drive, your determination, your passion, and your love for what it is that you are trying to pour into. And once you do that, once you pour into yourself and you pour into your passion, everybody else is going to pour into you too. God is going to continue to pour into you. Have that faith, because without faith, works is dead. You know what I'm saying? So it's true. I had a very spiritual experience last night, literally last night, and I won't go into too much detail, but I kind of got the confirmation that I needed from my mother spiritually. May she rest in peace. I love my birth mother, Michelle Shanice Lynch, aka Cookie. I also love my adoptive mother, my aunt, who raised me as her own. She's still my mother, Daisy Brown. You guys, for one, birthing me, and then for two, raising me into the man that you wanted me to be, putting me into different programs growing up, having me in church, having me actually work on some of these passions and things growing up. It really made me into who I am, and I'm very grateful. And it's all coming twofold right now because, like I said, it was a very spiritual moment for me last night. I broke down like never before, and I never had this type of spiritual experience in my life. Because I told y'all before, if you look back at some of my podcasts, I did a few episodes about, you know, spirituality, and you'll see it if you go back into my earlier seasons. I can't remember if it's season 2 or season 3. It's one of those seasons, but I talked about spirituality. And I also talked about a mother's love in another episode. And some of the things that I would talk about was those spiritual moments that I would have, those experiences that many people don't have the divine intervention to experience. And many people who don't have that type of spiritual connection outside of the physical world, if you get what I'm saying. I'm one of those people who has had the pleasure to experience these things. And I'm not scared. I'm not scared of these experiences when they are happening, you guys. You have to understand, like, because I'm a very spiritual person. I believe that angels guide us and they're around us every day. And this is something that I just wanted to bring light to, because I'm saying all of this to say is, after that spiritual moment, it just made me realize, it confirmed everything that I was thinking about, wondering about, dreaming about, and it just made me feel like I'm headed in the right direction. And I love every bit of that moment that I experienced, and I just can't really explain much more about it. You know, the people who get it will get it. The people who don't just won't, sadly. But like I said, you guys just go out there, go for your goals, try to achieve your goals, go after your dreams, because if you don't, you're going to wake up one day when you're older and be like, I didn't try to attain anything that I wanted. I don't have a legacy behind me, behind my name, when I leave this world. Like Beyonce said, when I leave this world, I leave no regrets. Leave something to remember so you won't forget that I was here. Because if you Google my name, my entity, my likeness, you'll see that I was here. You'll see the impact that I've tried to make. Like, I'm trying to do business deals. I'm trying to move into production and producing, like all of this great stuff, you guys. I'm really trying to make happen, and I'm really thankful for all the people who are pouring into me. If I don't name you, and you really have been a part of this process and a part of this journey, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like I left you out. This moment right here is for you as well. Just letting all of you guys know that it's achievable, it's attainable, and that I appreciate everything that you guys have done for me. And this is just the beginning segment of this episode, because I just wanted to make sure that I give thanks. I give you guys your flowers for giving me my flowers. and every moment is appreciated. So I love each and every one of you guys. Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
Talk with Turk Bish.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I was on a plane with the wine. You could call me Whitley, I go to Hill, Maine. Listen, I'm the baddest in the school, the baddest in the game. Excuse me, honey, but nobody's in my lane. When you was in New York, you was fucking a Yankee. I was fucking with Bass, I was pitching to Frankie. These bitches so cranky, give them a hanky. My mommy, I'm cold, give me my blankie. Flyer than the kite, I get higher than Rapunzel. Keep it snow white, I could buy it by the bundle. Fuck your cookies up before they crumble. Don't be acting like the Cardinals are gon' fumble. Cause I'm a stealer, fresh out the dealer. All the dope boys gon' feel her. Blow so sick, I need a healer. Fuck this my MAC concealer. I be out in Queens, I'm like, what? We, but wheelers, I'm a big deal. That's why I get more head than a pigtail. Put the bench, I'm getting the munchies. I think I have a rap bitch for my entree. If you think your nigga spits, bitch, shame my shoes. You know I keep a bad bitch, let me stain your boobs. I'm the only thing hopping like a kangaroo. I mean the only thing popping like a can of brew. Listen, you should buy a 16 cause I write it good. The 808, woof, woof, cause I write it good. And bitches can't funny men cause I write it good. I'm no wolf, where is that I write, I write it good. You can see an itty bitty piggy in the market. Get that bitch a quarter in a cup till the pocket. I don't fuck with pigs like Assalamu Alaikum. I put them in the field, I let Asamaya bake them. And if you see an itty bitty piggy in the market, get that bitch a quarter in a cup till I park it. I don't fuck with pigs like Assalamu Alaikum. I put them in the field and I let Asamaya bake them. It's like I just single-handedly annihilated, you know, every rap bitch in the building. Like, I'm Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Boss, Nicki the Harajuku Barbie. Like, I mean, I don't even know why you girls bother at this point. Like, up, it's me. I win. You lose.
I'm a bad bitch.
Watch how you talk, I'm a big stepper. So I'm out of my team's got a vendetta. If you hear Stella like you call the ray, I put you in a box, I'm a trendsetter. I came in again like a boss. I own all my shit, I ain't taking no loss. You're not really real, you ain't clapping for real. When I tell him the drill, it's a round of applause. What do you mean? I got the AK, watch I slay him. RPK slay, I got the key and I open the gateway. Got 6'9", I ain't talking no trayway. Die with the secrets, there's never no stitching it. Die with the secrets, there's never no stitching. They call me the goat cause I fit the description. They call me the goat cause I fit the description. Bitch, you big trash, throw that shit in that hex. You ain't moving right, but you must be a lefty. Address me. Fuck all of that sneak dissing and subliminals. Bitch, say it direct. What? I'm singing, I'm rapping, I'm acting, little bitch, I can do it all. Got the work, got the things, got the dope, got the link, got the coke. Fuck you mean, I can move it all. You ride sound like a thot and you blew it all. Ain't got time for no op, I'ma shoot them all. They told you you was fucking with me, well they lied to you, bitch, that ain't true at all.
Hey, yo, lane, this is not what you do at all. Heard you ain't gang, no bitch, you ain't woo at all.
I cannot fuck with one bitch, I need two of y'all. I cannot fuck with one bitch, I need two of y'all. I cannot
fuck with one bitch, I need two of y'all.
All right, all right, all right. We are are back in the motherfucking building once again. Thank you guys for staying tuned. I hope you guys enjoyed the little music break. Now, I want you guys to know that there has been some changes over at Spotify, Podcasters for Spotify, which I am under the umbrella, and my distribution company for my podcast, which puts it on all platforms, formerly known as Anchor. It's now called Podcasters for Spotify, Spotify for Podcasters, whatever the case may be now. Still shout out to you guys. Thank you for giving us a free platform to put our content out there and have a podcast, create as many podcasts as we want with. Which, in fact, you guys, I told y'all before, I am piloting some new shows. I'm producing some new podcasts, and I hope you guys stay tuned for those because they're going to be just as epic as this one. Why do y'all not think so? Okay? Like, it's going to be a little different for each show. Now, one of the shows isn't mine, but I will be producing behind the scenes for two people. We still are in the works of getting the details of the podcast ironed out. They know who I'm talking about, and this is a push for you guys to continue to let's get this thing on the move, okay? And then I'm also piloting with one of my favorite co-hosts, the one you love so much, Coco motherfucking Boo. So me and her are also going to pilot a new podcast show. We don't have the name yet, but we have exactly how we want our formula to go. We're going to share 50-50 of this podcast. And I hope you guys stay tuned because that one's going to be epic as well. And once the visual production get up for my own show for Talk with Turk, I'm going to try to move that show into the same thing. And we're just going to go up from there, you guys. So let's get into the hot topics. And I'm not going to hold you guys up any longer because I got some things to do. And I know you got some things to do. I'm very country. And I told y'all about my speech impediment. So pay it. Anywho, Jatavia, she's winning. We love JT. Now, she just did a spread for Paper Magazine where she talked about her new music. And so we are very excited. She's also talking about her arena tour that she's eyeing and being depressed over City Girls sales. So she's flying solo and is ready to sparkle her new debut solo project, City Cinderella. Now this is by way of That Grape Juice. So shout out to That Grape Juice, where I get a lot of my tea from. Now her album, which is a 16 track project, is due for release on July 19th. And it arrives on the arms of the momentum established by viral hits such as No Bars and Okay. Now, before it came, the City Girl, FemC, stunned on the latest cover of Paper Magazine. So she's posing it up for her striking spread. The 31-year-old got all sorts of candid about her new music, her upcoming tour, once being depressed, and about sales of the group's last project and more. And if you guys want to tune into what she said, make sure that you guys go and check that spread out. It's everywhere in stores now. You can go ahead and cop that in stores. And you can also look online, and you could probably get a Paper Magazine subscription and read the spread. So shout out to JT. She's really winning. I love everything about her, her personality. She actually has talent, and we need to acknowledge the girls that actually have talent in the rap game because it comes so far and few in between that you never know what you're going to get with these girls. You never know what is a PR stunt, but I really feel like JT is really taking this rap game serious, and it shows. She just got a big feature from Jeezy on OK, on the OK remix, and that's a very big look, and he ate. He ate, and he even addressed some things about his own life that people were waiting for him to speak about. He even addressed, like, Drake and Kendrick about how everybody's talking about how they're hot. He's like, don't forget, I'm still the one. I'm still that man. I'm still that guy. He's still the snowman, okay? So he just had to remind you girls and you hoes and you guys and you rap niggas. And that's just what it was. So shout out to both of them. They're winning. Now, Wireless 2024 just passed this past weekend, you guys, and a lot of people headlined. Nicki Minaj, Doja Cat, 21 Savage, Future, Ice Spice, and more. They blazed the stage. Sexy Red was there. Sean Paul, Central C, Skilla Bean, who also joined Nicki Minaj's set. Now, this is Europe's biggest urban musical festival, and it's powered by Rockstar Energy. And so a lot of heavy hitters were there. It's housed in London's Finsbury Park, and this year they had over 100,000 travelers and people from the country across those 3 days. And it was just amazing. This lineup this year was actually amazing. I'm going to try and see if I can actually get out there as well 1 year. The biggest things that I want to be a part of is this Wireless Fest for sure, because it's always a good time. And they know how to party over there in Europe, okay? Like, they know how to get down and have fun and not have drama in the concerts and all of that good stuff. Y'all probably hear me light my blizzy. Mind your business. But moving on, my fave, Tinashe, she finally met Janet Jackson, and she praised her as a legend and as the blueprint. So Tinashe, who has a loyal fan base of her own, like myself, it's no secret that her mother is Janet Jackson and that she looks up to the pop icon. So she's been vocal about her impact, about how Janet Jackson has influenced her career, her artistry. She's even did a dance tribute for Janet Jackson at the BET Awards in 2015, which you can still catch on YouTube. And Janet Jackson, in her Together Again tour, she basically used and interpolated Tinashe's Nasty Hit with her Nasty Hit. And so it was kind of like, the love was always there, and Janet acknowledges Tinashe. She loves her as well. She even picked her to perform her tribute. She picked the girls that she wanted to pick that year. And so we're happy. If you guys don't know much about Tinashe, she has actually, you know, used a lot of Janet references in her music. She's also had a song, How Many Times, that she sampled from Janet Jackson. How many times can we make love in the night? That's Tinashe's version, and you know what version that came from of Janet Jackson. So she's always been inspired, and Tinashe's new album, Quantum Baby, drops on August 16th. So you guys make sure you tune that out. Her next single, her current single now after Nasty, her viral sensation hit, is Getting No Sleep, which is on all platforms. So make sure you tune into that and check that out. Let's see. So recently, the movie trailer, Lee Daniels, who has a movie called The Deliverance, will be starring Andra Day, Monique, Glenn Close, and many more. So the movie is about a struggling single mother fighting her personal demons. She moves her family into a new home in hopes of a fresh start. However, when strange occurrences inside the house raise the suspicions of Child Protective Services and threaten to rip the family apart, Ebony quickly finds herself locked in a battle for her life and the souls of her children. And so, Anjanae Taylor is also going to be in the movie. Oh my God, this is going to be an all-star cast, an all-star lineup. It's inspired by a true story, apparently, and Lee Daniels has been working on this project for a few years. He's always said that Monique is going to be in some of his projects, and here is one of them, you guys. So I'm really excited because Monique does her thing whenever she is in a movie. There's not one movie that Monique is in that she has not played to the T, okay? That is an Oscar award-winning actress, okay? Shout out to Monique. I love Monique. Moving on, Frank Ocean, Thinking About You, becomes his fourth song to hit 1 billion streams on Spotify. Now, this is a major career move for him, and it shows that Frank Ocean has a deep connection in R&B, and he's always going to be stamped in R&B. We love Frank Ocean. A lot of us do. A lot of y'all don't. That's because I feel like most of y'all don't have the intellectual ability to understand his music, his references, what he's talking about in his music. And that's okay. Everybody doesn't have that type of thinking, that type of brain. They don't want to think hard when listening to music. They just want y'all to get straight to it. Let us know that you're talking about doing this in your music. just let us know straight up for. Don't go loopholes and try to explain. I get it. I get that. And that's okay. I'm not downing anybody or calling anybody dumb. I don't want that to be portrayed because I have been called that before by close people, close friends once before. Maybe they're not so much friends now that you think about it. I don't speak to these people no more, but they used to talk about me like a doll. They used to call me dumb, but I flew right past them and got a master's degree. I'm dumb. Okay. Anywho, shout out to Frank Ocean. The song went on to become a top 40 hit in the United States. It peaked at number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100 off of his platinum selling album Channel Orange, which is amazing, by the way. I still have it on vinyl because he's amazing and I love Frank Ocean, and I'm ready for his next era because I'm pretty sure he has something up his sleeve. And so we're just gonna have to wait on that. So recently Common has been speaking about and hinting at marriage to Jennifer Hudson. He said if it's anybody he's going to get married to, it would be Jennifer Hudson. He appeared on The Breakfast Club, and he couldn't help but gush over Jennifer Hudson, as they wrote here on That Grape Juice. And I did actually check out the interview, and he said, if I'm going to get married, it's to her. That's simple as that. And he said this on July 15th. So maybe something is coming, something's in the works. You know, earlier, a few years ago, they sparked rumors about them dating when they were first seen together, and then it was kind of confirmed on her talk show recently that they are together. So you guys can check out that full interview on The Breakfast Club on YouTube. Now, a lot of us love Adele, and she says, I don't have any plans for new music at all. And I don't know why, but Adele, we know that anytime you put out an album, it's gonna slay. She looks amazing now, by the way. I have to say that she is on her forthcoming residency in Germany. And she was in an interview and she was quizzed about a whole bunch of questions. And it got to one question she shared. I don't have any plans for new music at all. I want a big break after this. And I think I want to do other creative things just for a little while. But I understand she's been putting in a lot of work when it comes to her albums, because her albums are works of art. They're masterpieces. They're not just music thrown together to say that it's an album. Anytime she does it, it's going to be professional and it's going to be thought put into it. It's going to be a theme, and I love that. So we are ready. Whenever Adele is ready to come back, we are going to enjoy that. So let's see what else I have. So Irv Gotti recently is in the news. I haven't looked into it a lot yet, you guys, but he's being accused of sexual assault recently. And all I could think about was Ashanti wins again, because she done got her man. She wanted her masters from this man at one point, from Irv Gotti, and he would not give it up because he was still in love with her, still butt hurt by her not wanting to be with him, even though she was the one that fueled Murdered Inc. to be the way that it was. Ja Rule, yes, had a heavy hand in it, but first lady of Murdered Inc., Ashanti, she ate. She was on a run. She made Murder Inc. what it was, because I didn't know nothing about Murder Inc. until I heard Ashanti. And I'm just keeping it real, all the way real, in my Nene voice. And Ashanti's winning. She's showing off her baby shower and her pregnancy glow recently, because you know her and Nelly have been reported to be married or engaged, one or the other. And I'm just happy to see her getting her flowers and everything coming full circle for her and Nelly. They really deserve that. I love both of them. I was always fans of both of them growing up. Their musical influences in music is just undeniable. It's undeniable, you guys. So I'm really excited about her future and her life that she has coming up. So shout out to Ashanti. We always love you, Ashanti. We always respect you, and keep doing your thing. Moving on. So it says a prediction here for Eminem's Death of Slim Shady, set to deliver the highest first week sales of any male artist. Now, he may be going down in history for the best selling rapper of all time, but the early commercial response suggests he will be extending his record. So the numbers are looking like the first week sales are 270,000 to 290,000 units sold, and it's predicted to go number one. So off his controversial singles Toby and Houdini, which marked his highest Hot 100 charting hit in a decade, he is making sure that these streams and sales are going to be secured. He's forecasted to move nearly 300,000 units by the end of his first week sale tracking. So we'll have to see how those numbers are coming. So the numbers are not only enough to end Taylor Swift's reign, but also enough to tally the biggest opening figures of any album released by a rapper or a male performer overall this year. So he's winning. He's winning. And they did mention Beyonce's Cowboy Carter being a big release as well. And they mentioned a lot of other people, which I don't feel like we needed to mention them because this is about Eminem, and he's still winning. And a lot of the fans who were butthurt about his little Megan Thee Stallion bar, they were trying to end him and trying to outdo his album by buying her album, which they did not do. And that album failed in its first week sales. And they also took 30 million streams from her Spotify because they were fake. Oh, let's talk about it. If we're gonna talk about it, let's be real. Let's be real. But y'all quiet now. But Eminem, it didn't stop him. He's number one. Shout out to Eminem. He deserves it. So the super trailer for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta Season 12 has come out, and the latest edition of the reality hit is bringing both known and new faces. So you still have Rashida, Kirk Frost, Spice, Carly Red, Shekinah, Scrappy, Bambi, Erica Mena, Safari, Mama D, Erica Dixon, Erica Banks, Amy Luciani, and Young Jock. Now, it says that Saucy and Zell Swag are also supposed to be in the mix, and this season is going to be filled with drama, of course, with Bam situation and Scrappy, of course. We're going to get the same storyline about that, stuff they do in the media back and forth. But Spice is also trying to put together a Love & Hip Hop album, which she's already put out a few singles this year. She just put out Round Round with Busta Rhymes, which is a smash hit. I love it. It's definitely different. She's trying to go the it's like Jamaican cowboy route. I don't know how to explain it, but I love what she's doing. And of course, Busta delivered. So make sure you guys tune into that. Check that out. I'm excited to see what this season will entail. And let's see if they can actually put together an album, because this will actually be something good for Love & Hip Hop to show you guys in a different light. So Kendrick Lamar's Drake diss Not Like Us returns to number one after the viral video. So it recharted back, you guys, and there's nothing else that we can really say. You know, he ate that, so shout out to him. And then I also want to talk about Nicki Minaj. So her first leg of her tour just ended. She's going to have a second leg later on this year, where she's going to different cities and countries as well, again, because it was successful. So she has the top 16 highest grossing single day concert shows for a female rapper in history. All 16. Grossing from 2.85 million to 2.07 million. All cities sold out, or nearly sold out. The main achievements of this tour: highest grossing female rap tour in history, 81.7 million. Highest grossing female rap tour in Europe, 14.7 million. Highest grossing hip hop tour, 2024. Highest grossing single show concert for a female rapper in history, 2.85 million at New York City's Madison Square Garden. Only female rapper tour to sell out its entire American label. Top 10 highest grossing hip hop tour so far. Most tickets sold from a female rapper's tour, 560,000. Highest grossing European concert tour for a female rapper in history, at 2.3 million at London's Zero Two Arena. Female rapper tour with the most concerts earning over 2 million in ticket sales each. 20 holds the top 16 highest grossing concerts for a female rapper in history. And there's nothing else that you guys can say. Don't be a hater before we have to pull out Megan's excuses wheel, that you guys want to try to down Nicki and say she didn't have a sold-out tour, when we see the videos of Megan's tour not being sold out, and we see all the empty seats in the back. And all the excuses y'all give for her, she's an independent artist. She's only 5 years in her career. All y'all talk about is numbers. Nicki is 41 and she's 29. It was a surprise release. She dropped it the same month she announced. She still has 3 Grammys. Y'all love preying on a black woman's downfall. Mwah, Megan's Law. Nobody said she was ever gonna outsell Nicki. She has had less songs. She didn't have any big features. It was released 4th of July weekend. We don't mass buy. There we know bottle streams. That's the Megan excuses. We'll update it as of yesterday, actually. I want to give a shout out to Shell's Kitchen in Greensboro, North Carolina. They've been going to City City. They have amazing food, you guys. Make sure you check them out. They just was at Walmart on West Wendover in Greensboro, North Carolina. But they got the boot, apparently. They've been getting the boot everywhere because they are eating it literally. People are loving their food at Shell's Kitchen. And I want to make sure you guys just check them out. When you get a chance, go to Facebook, look up Shell's Kitchen. Because they're good. They're really good. Some other things that was in the news. Now, my alma mater that I got my master's degree of public health from, Liberty University, is on the advisory board for Project 2025, a plan to put us back to Jim Crow. So I want everybody to know I love my school, and I hate that they're doing this. It makes me feel like, dang, were y'all racist this whole time? I mean, people always say, you know, Lynchburg is very racist, Lynchburg, Virginia. But I never really got to experience that. So I just wanted to bring light to that and make sure that we speak about that. So I want to talk about Project 2025, though, because I did say we were going to speak about that. So Project 2025, for people who don't know, you guys need to check this out and you need to look it up. It's important. It affects all of us, African Americans and black people, people of color. So Project 2025, this is the plan for Trump's second term, which he claims he has no idea about. But with all of his rhetoric and the people that follow him and the Republican Party, we know their agenda. So he wants to put Medicare on the path to privatization. He wants to repeal President Biden's Medicare drug price negotiation program. He wants to threaten Medicaid coverage for hundreds of thousands of Americans. Reverse the Biden administration's student debt relief efforts. Withdraw the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and the Paris Climate Agreement. He wants to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, President Biden's landmark climate law, shred greenhouse gas regulations, and cut clean energy programs. Replace White House climate advisor with someone focused on boosting the fossil fuel industry. Give Trump the power to reject all climate science research directed by the Biden administration. Put the federal workforce and install laws by making tens of thousands of civil servants fireable at Trump's will. Allow Trump to deploy military against American citizens. Allow ICE to conduct raids at schools, churches, hospitals, playgrounds, and other sensitive areas. Make federal government establish marriage between a man and a woman as the ideal natural family structure. Withdraw federal anti-discrimination protections for transgender students. Re-implement Trump's transgender military ban and expel transgender service members. Reverse the FDA's approval of abortion medication. Invoke a 150-year-old defunct law called the Comstock Act to ban the shipment of abortion pills. Enacting a de facto national abortion ban. Compel states to report the reason for every abortion performed within their borders and allow states to ban employers from providing health benefits that cover abortion care. So his plans for his second term for LGBTQ plus rights, he wants to make federal government establish the marriage between the man and woman, withdraw those anti-discrimination protections for transgender students, and re-implement military bans and expel trans service members. You guys, this is important. He wants to change immigration laws, LGBTQ plus laws, infrastructure laws, education, healthcare laws, climate change, all for the worse. You guys need to wake up. Please wake up because this is important. Now, while we're speaking about Project 2025 and the importance of it, make sure that you also are aware of President Biden's layout of his second term agenda. He wants to restore Roe versus Wade, sign John Lewis Voting Rights Act, expand Social Security and Medicare, end all medical debt raise the minimum wage, pass the PRO Act for workers, ban assault weapons, lead the world on clean energy, permanent child tax credit, $35 insulin cap for all, build more housing, invest in child care and elder care. I didn't see anything about student debt and student loan debt and relief, but I'm pretty sure he will have it up the pipeline. This is very important, you guys. Make sure you do your research. Be informed of your laws and the politicians in your area. Make sure you register to vote because it's very important. So I just wanted to make sure I say that and end with that. So Project 2025 is detrimental to all of our lives, especially people of color. And I just wanted to make sure that we end on that type of note tonight. Rest in peace to Richard Simmons. He died this year. The eccentric fitness guru, y'all know who he was, who always had an unrelentless positive attitude. He died at 76. I don't know how and why, but we're praying for his family, and he is very important to the culture. We all know who he was and the things that he has done in this culture. And so I'm going to leave with that, you guys. That's all I have for you guys. I will be going to the SWV and Escape concert this weekend, and I will be seeing all of my 90s and 2000s faves. I love all of them, guys. Like 702, we have Maya on the tour. Of course, SWV, Escape, and I can't think of who else, but those are the people I want to see the most. So I'm excited. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, all the tea that I gave you guys. Make sure that you tune in. The structure of these episodes will be a little different because things have changed at the distribution company at Spotify for Podcasters. And I want you guys to just continue to enjoy the listening experience. I'm going to continue to deliver you quality content. And thank you guys for being on this ride with me. We're about to move into season 6 soon, and I'm about to hit 100 episodes. And I'm very grateful. So make sure you tune in to that 100th episode because it's going down. Okay? Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply, talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. Talk with Turk Bish.
Bitch, I work 7 days a week. I don't half step shit cause I play for keeps. And when I step to the plate, it's a major league. You feeling froggy, bitch? Hot, made you leap. When I touch down, the crowd goes wild. You walk in, they don't make a peep. Last night, RuPaul was in my dreams. And what did she say to me? She said to work, so I did. And that's why these old hoes hating on the kid. And that's why the fun girls bumping my shit. Bad bitches shaking ass on the ceiling, no kid. I told them work, clock in. Cause this right here is when the shift begins. Blow a little kiss, hit a wink and a spin. Cause them hoes can never fuck with you again. You better
mad at me for.
I know why they mad at me because I'm serving cash.
my old bitch, I da da da. She wanna be petty, I'm pettier. She wanna be petty, I'm petty. My old bitch look better. I got her the mini and petty. She wanna be petty, I'm pettier. She wanna be petty, I'm petty. Oh, word, you got a new nigga. That nigga ain't get no fatty. Nah, nigga name don't hold no weight. That nigga ain't outside heavy. Baby, welcome to the party. You know it's time to get daddy. I just pulled up to the deli. I'ma skirt off with a wedding.
Skirt, skirt.
Baby, now let's have a 10. Like, when is we fucking again? These bitches cool, but like I need my twin. Like, baby girl, where how you been? If I say pull up, I want you to slide. But, bitch, don't come fuck up the vibes. You know the city is where I reside. But, LA, I'm really outside. My old bitch look better. My old bitch, I da da da. She wanna be petty, I'm pettier. She wanna be petty, I'm petty. My old bitch look better. I got her the mini and petty. She wanna be petty, I'm petty. She wanna be petty, I'm petty. I still on business. We gon' spin the block till we get the job finished. Drop a rock, this top and crop his body out the image. They don't want the smoke, they been broke for a minute. If you don't fuck me now, in the future, just forget it. We outside, screaming free all of my niggas. It's game, it's game time.
You know, at Turnbush underscore, I love the verse on Give It Over To Me, too. Aww. Y'all, let's go tropical, y'all. Go get a motherfucking pina colada, bitch. Pull your dick out, bitch. Yes. Let me see.
Baby, are you okay? Let me know now if you're okay. Text, call if you're okay. Kiss it all away, make it okay. Let me know now, shorty. Let me know now if you're okay. Gotta let me know now, shorty. Let me know if you're okay. Don't hide what you feel, yeah.
Don't hide what you feel, yeah.
Cause what you feel is real, yeah.
For you to miss me like that.
Said you know me, I know you, and it don't gotta be like that. Cause you don't know nobody else that's gonna come through and see like that. And make sure you okay. Baby, are you okay? Let me know now if you're okay. Text, call if you're okay. Kiss it all away, make it okay.
Show you okay.
Baby, are you okay? Let me know now if you're okay. Test call if you're okay. Kiss it all away, make it okay. Let me know now, shorty.
And I do it like, I get the tambourines, I get the whistles, I get all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might put some Shirley Temple clothes and all that, but I'm still a boss bitch. Like, don't get twisted. Like, you know, I do this little party shit. You know, tambourine shit, all that shit. The, you know, the drums I got from Africans with me. Sit on your favorite African face, it's nothing. but look, I goes in, nigga.
Fuck a liquor whore, I'll stick a whore. Win it 4-4, tell a liquor more. You got a sick flow, I'm sycamore. It's like a game show when I pick a door. Guess who's next to get bodied when I catch you in your Maserati? Nikki been hot and she was giving high five. Headed to the spot with the I-95. When I come through, everybody say hi. I get it free, little mama, why bye? I am the one and you're a done bigger. I can say nothing, make it sound like something.
Where my bitches at? I see you. Okay.
When they come get it, I mean why they all own me? My name Nikki, pretty Nikki, what they call me? Just got the lens and I put it in my frame. Just got the bins and I put it in my name. Just got the rope, got the dookie gold chain. Just got the dope bamboo and frank. Now all I need is some big ding-a-lang. School bella rang like ting-a-lang-a-lang. Say I'm too pretty to be spitting, it's rotten. Bitch gets slick, then the bitch gets gotten. Now I'm the master, that's what's poppin'. Oh lordy, pick a bill of cotton.
Damn, I gotta laugh cause you can't be serious. Like I'm playing with these bitches, I'm laughing all the way to the bank. 50, holla at your girl. Southside Jamaica Queens, it's nothing. Come on, I'm gonna do the Beyonce dance and all that. I'm about to shoot a video of this shit and all that. Get your tambourine, bitches. Get your tambourines, bitches.
Oh, Chocolate 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 Choc